producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Number three of our Big Iron broadcast on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, is on the air. A little cool, a little cloudy at Big Iron today. Not going to dissuade anybody from taking in one of the biggest farm shows on the planet. However, just ran into some folks who listen to the program every single day from beautiful Ray, North Dakota. Said, hey, I couldn't take anymore. Heard you have 2 days in a row saying I ought to be here, so I decided I better be here. And came all the way over from Ray, North Dakota, and getting ready to soak it all in today. So whether you're in Ray, North Dakota, or wherever you're listening, thank you very much. Just saw an email from a listener in South Dakota, a little frustrated about last night's debate. Want to talk about that today on the program. We got a lot to do, so let's get to it. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. What'd you think of the debate? Pure and simple. What'd you think of the debate? Who won? Who lost? Your highlights? Your lowlights? How'd the CNN folks do? How'd the candidate you're rooting for do? And, you know, I'd love your unvarnished opinions. In other words, a lot of the polls say Donald Trump won. If you're a Donald Trump fan, you're going to say Donald Trump won. I don't want that. I just want, hey, here's my honest thoughts on, regardless of who I like in this race, who I thought did well and who I thought didn't. That's how I tried to approach it last night, is just to say, okay, I'm going to shut off everything that I think about these candidates coming in, and I'm just going to, if I just landed on this planet right now, watch this debate and think, okay, who would I like as president of the United States? And I got to tell you, I thought Carly Fiorina won that contest hands down. Just an absolute rock star last night on every front. She was just, I thought, pitch perfect. And, you know, I didn't come in, I guess, thinking Carly Fiorina was going to be the winner of the debate. I thought she did a great job in the first debate last go-around, but, you know, I didn't have a preconceived, you know, kind of formed opinion of Carly Fiorina other than she deserved to be on that stage, but I thought she was fantastic. So you can tell me whether you agree or disagree with that. What's your take on that as well? Just tell me unvarnished what you thought of what you saw last night, okay? Let's rate the debate. Let's talk about it today on the program. Also today, we're going to talk with Andy Gates again from Gates Manufacturing. That's where we're broadcasting at Big Iron. From their display, they got a couple of great pieces of equipment here, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program, so we look forward to that. We're going to chat with Don Morton, a NDSU coaching legend. Now, by the way, a member of the Board of Higher Education. And Don was on this program along with Roger Thomas of the UND, now the athletic director at the University of Mary, but a former UND football coach. The two of them together just talking about why the heck this rivalry wasn't being played. This was a couple of years ago on What's On Your Mind. Well, it's being played now. So we thought we'd have him back to say, hey, good job, guys. You bellyached enough that we got her done and talk a little bit about this rivalry and what it means and looking forward to that. So big game on Saturday, and we'll get a preview from the coaches here today on the program. We're also going to chat with Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. The latest numbers for now July are out from the Department of Mineral Resources, and we'll get Lynn's take on all of that. Welcome your calls, too. We're brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, an entity doing great work. Find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, okay? Check those out. Check that out, rather, and we'll talk about them as we go throughout the program today. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is raring to go at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. And speaking of Cloverdale, they've got some fun things going on this week, including some great specials at Henrik's Super Value for their 8th anniversary sale today. And the Cloverdale Big Flavor Truck is going to be there. Yesterday, we told you about it being at Cashwise in Bismarck, today at Henrik's, okay, for the 8th anniversary sale. And so we'll tell you about some of the specials as we go throughout the program today as well. All right. I believe one of the great debate moments of all time, one that just had me jumping up and down and screaming, okay? There's a visual for you, Todd Mitchell. Me jumping up and down and screaming.
I thought I felt the earth move.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was happening. Was when Carly Fiorina combined the issues of Planned Parenthood and Iran. And you may say, how in the heck can those two go together? But she did it, and she did it well. And we're going to play that for you today on the program. You have that, right?
Yes.
Or we're trying to get that for you. Do you have that yet?
Yeah, that's why I put that in chat for you. Yeah.
My little chat link here isn't working real well for some reason.
Oh, okay. Yes, I
started fine, but now has decided that it wants to be really kind of a big pain in the butt. So I don't know why. All right, so go ahead and play that if you would, and then we'll see if folks agree.
Both of which are incredibly important, Iran and Planned Parenthood. One has something to do with the defense of the security of this nation. The other has something to do with the defense of the character of this nation. You have not heard a plan about Iran from any politician up here. Here's my plan. On day one in the Oval Office, I will make two phone calls. The first to my good friend Bibi Netanyahu to reassure him we will stand with the state of Israel. The second to the Supreme Leader to tell him that unless and until he opens every military and every nuclear facility to real anytime, anywhere inspections by our people, not his, we, the United States of America, will make it as difficult as possible to move money around the global financial system. We can do that. We don't need anyone's cooperation to do it. And every ally and every adversary we have in this world will know that the United States of America is back in the leadership business, which is how we must stand with our allies. As regards Planned Parenthood, anyone who has watched this videotape, I dare Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama to watch these tapes. Watch a fully formed fetus on the table, its heart beating, its legs kicking, while someone says we have to keep it alive to harvest its brain. This is about the character of our nation. And if we will not stand up and force President Obama to veto this bill, shame on us.
Now, mind you, this isn't on a teleprompter. This isn't on some notes. This is from the heart on two issues we spent a fair amount of time talking about on this program. And that was her MO all night long. It was phenomenal. But I posted it the second it happened on my Facebook page and said, boom. I mean, that's a boom moment. That was incredible. And a lot of folks agreed. That's one of the reasons that she was the winner last night. You agree or disagree? Let me know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One of our listeners, a little upset at CNN last night. How did you think they did? I want to talk about that today as well. On the just as I say, commentary from all sides here pouring in. Guys, you're going to have to tell me who the callers are and where they're from, because the links, both to my chat and my Comrex, are really being troublesome. Let's start with Brian in Jamestown on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Brian, what'd you think? Who won? Who lost? Your take on the debate?
Little surprised that Carly Fiorina got as much credit as she did. I respect her admiration for life at any stage, and I agree with her wholeheartedly. But really, the issue I thought was kind of front and center was foreign policy and Iran. And the guy really didn't get enough credit for his talk, Marco Rubio. I mean, he kicked the crap out of all those guys on foreign policy.
Agreed.
So, you know, we can focus on domestic issues, but none of those really matter unless we're safe from threats abroad. And I think Marco Rubio really has the tools to get it done. You know, if I was going to go with a second, I would say Scott Walker. And this coming from an atheist, I love Mike Huckabee. I mean, he's great.
Yeah, by the way, I thought Rubio was rock solid. I thought Walker was. So my big winners were Fiorina, Walker, Rubio, and Bush. Bush just had some energy. He just inserted himself into the fight. You know, I mean, he's sort of been on the ropes, right? I mean, literally to the point of laughingstock. And he just kind of swung his way back into the thing. Christie was pretty good too. You know, wouldn't be one of my big winners, but he was solid. He was solid with every answer.
He was, but him going after the whole medical marijuana front, I mean, right now, these guys are trying to get votes. They're trying to gain popularity. I would have steered clear of that issue just because it's a different time. This isn't 10 years ago, war on drugs. I'm sorry. Christie, I think, is a little bit dated for politics today. But Bush was on the defense. Trump just needs to pack it in and go home. I'm sick of hearing about that guy. It's not even a real threat, really. I mean, he just needs to go home and quit with the insult. So,
Brian, appreciate the call. Jamie Bismarck, your take. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, Scott. A lot of people are complaining that, you know, CNN kind of had these people going at each other a little bit there in the beginning, and I, for one, don't mind that at all, because I like to see their reaction to somebody who, you know, said something about them. I like to see how they handle themselves when they start slinging a little mud. I want to see if they're going to get kicked off and say something dumb, or if they can control themselves or whatever. I didn't have a problem at all when they were doing that. You know, I'm kind of a fiery guy, so I enjoyed that. You know, I thought it was good when
all right, who, when we come back, Jamie, you got to tell me who won and who lost. Stay tuned. More coming up from Big Iron.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
With the success of the Case IH Tiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track Tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less Birmingham compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H Club, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I don't want to say politicians, all talk, no action, but a lot of what we talked about is words and it'll be forgotten very quickly. If I'm president, many of the things that we discussed tonight will not be forgotten. We'll find solutions and the world will respect us. They will respect us like never before, and it'll be actually a friendlier world.
Donald Trump, who, by the way, received the most attention last night in the way of time. So if you break down the time per candidate, I think Rubio was the least with 8, or Walker. I forget. I got to go back and look at the list. Rubio or Walker, who did well with it, I thought, to take that time. But Trump had the most, but to me was almost non-existent. There were a couple of times in the debate I'm like, where's Trump? He's totally out of the picture here. Really didn't seem to me to
well,
do
you always saw him
that answering
in the corner there. You always saw that look on his face, no matter who else was talking.
Have you seen the emoji faces? Somebody put up look in your Facebook feed. You're going to find somebody that has shared Donald Trump's emoji faces impression from last night's debate.
Right.
He had some interesting faces. No doubt about that. Jamie and Bismarck's giving us his take. Welcome yours on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you're Harvey today, you want to go to Hendrick Super Value and take advantage of all the great specials, by the way, from our friends at Cloverdale today. And the Big Flavor truck will be there, filling out some great samples on the tangy summer sausage and lots of goodies. 800-228-0550. If you watched the debate, who won, who lost, give me your takeaways. Okay, Jamie, so who did it? Who are you rooting for going in, and how'd they do?
I maybe got a few people I was kind of rooting for, but I wasn't really rooting against anybody. But I think I agree with you that Fiorina did really good. My wife, who doesn't normally watch something like that, watched it with me, and not just because Fiorina was a woman, but she really liked how she how she handled herself up there and her answers everything. And I don't know, as far as Trump not being well, losers go out, let me give you that first. Losers, I don't see how you think Jeb Bush. When I look at that guy, I'm not kidding. It's almost like looking at Obama. I mean, he seems so phony and political and put his finger up and see which way the wind's blowing. I can't take that guy.
I personally like Jeb Bush. I've been embarrassed for him as to his performance to date in the presidential race. He just doesn't seem sure of himself or anything else. I just think he's a likable guy. That's my own personal take on him. I thought last night he sort of broke out and at least gave you an idea of the fact that he's got a pretty good resume. Guy ran Florida, did it well, and has some decent conservative credentials, and just actually got in the arena last night, which I thought was pretty good. I mean, to me, he put himself back in at least, okay, I belong on that stage. Now what he does with it is.
Yeah, okay, I would agree with that. But, I mean, personally, he's maybe a nice guy if I sat down. But, I mean, he just comes out there and he just does like all these, he's complete opposite of what Trump is. He comes out and tries to tell everybody. Some people say Trump tells you what they want to hear, but I think the guy's just saying what's on his mind. And, it wouldn't bother me if he got elected. Everybody's on his case about changing his views on this and that. Well, Scott, 15 years ago, I'd tell people they probably didn't need an AR-15 either and a bunch of other things and act like I was the middle of the road. So now that I changed my mind, you think I'd be some flip-flopper, Scott, when I come on here and talk? Because I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
think that's paid. A fool's errand. I think that's a game the media likes to play. Oh, you were this way and now you're that way. Just
right.
Tell me what you're doing. Where are you at today and what you're going to do? And so I think that's a better way to go. Here's where I think Trump has some issues. When the issues came up last night, Iran, immigration, he doesn't really engage. He really, in my mind, and I think the guy's got a brain. There's no way he could have built the company he's done without having, the acumen to be able to pull this off. Show it to us, right? I mean, go to that next level. Beyond the pod shots, and I don't even mind some of that. In that this idea that there has to be this holier than thou reverence to this whole process. I mean, he's been a little bit irreverent. So what? But it's time to graduate from some of that stuff and get into here's what I do. Throw pod shots at Obama, right? Rather than looking down at Rand Paul and saying hey, there's plenty of material to talk about here because you're clearly ugly.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's funny. If he's going to take a pot shot, he ought to wait until somebody takes one at him first. Because at the end there, when Fiorina said that to him, I mean, she got him good with his comment about women. And he should have just, instead of saying, you're beautiful and that, I mean, that was pretty phony of him. He should have said, you know what? I open my mouth and I usually don't apologize, but I'm going to apologize to you for saying that because that was dumb.
No kidding. Would that have been a great way to handle it? You're absolutely right. Dave Fargo, your take. What's next on your next, rather, on what's on your mind?
Absolutely. I think the big picture I think we need to look at is saying which of the candidates up there, not who won, because it's all an argument up there anyways, but who would be the candidate best to beat Hillary Clinton when they go against her? And if you sit back and you look at it and say, who are some of the most intelligent guys up there that can talk and know their substance? And you take Cruz, you take Rubio, you take Rand Paul, you take Rick Santorum, and all of those guys can debate Hillary to death and beat her. And that's the whole picture that you have to look at. Saying Trump used to be a liberal, and he argues like a liberal. When you want to talk like a liberal, they're going to switch subjects. They're going to change subjects and deflect. That's what Trump's good at. That's why he's good at arguing. But if you want to go ahead and say, look at the real picture, who is the candidate best likely to beat Hillary? Hillary couldn't touch Ted Cruz if she tried. He'd kill her. The same thing with Rand Paul and the same thing with Rubio. They can all talk because they know what they're talking about. And I think that's the whole picture we really need to focus on. Who won? Well, really, who are the winners? It's a popularity contest at this point on polls, the phony baloney polls, but let's look at the real picture.
Interesting take. Appreciate that call. And by the way, Hillary Clinton has singled out Marco Rubio on a number of occasions, so she may agree with you. I don't want to face that guy. So it kind of goes out of her way to specifically mention him. And I think Scott Walker one other time, too. Max in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, when I was sitting on the couch last night watching that debate, I about fell out of my chair at the end when Ted Cruz started speaking about what his America would look like at the end of his term. I mean, for once in my life, I mean, I know he's a politician, and that a lot of America right now at the moment is feeling that politicians, and he does talk like a politician, he acts like a politician, but that is the most presidential I have seen any one of these candidates look like, and I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I about fell out of my chair when I saw that.
Well, I hope you didn't hurt yourself, but I'm glad you...
Go ahead.
Those are the moments that grab you. Those are the moments that grab you.
Yeah, and I just keep hearing the media all morning this morning. They're hounding the same issue, and they're saying that he said, he called so-and-so ugly. And they're all twisting words. They're all twisting everything. They twist facts, and it shocks me. Like, I got to listen to this all day long, every day, that everybody twists everything that's being said. I mean, instead of... you know, going out there and stating fact after fact after fact, they go after people and then they twist it.
I found myself wanting a moderator-free debate. That's kind of what I was thinking. Just let the candidates talk about the issues. I don't need any moderators trying to stir things up. Bill in Tioga, Larry in Fargo, Chad in Fargo. And we're going to catch up with Andy Gates, Gates Manufacturing Live and Big Iron, all coming up.
We
folks, don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars King Size Candy Bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles Grab and Grows, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The coalition. I'm sorry, we're going to play that clip, weren't we? We'll play another little clip. Go ahead, Todd.
You know, I was a radical Democrat before I started listening to Ronald Reagan. And he didn't sound like what they said Republicans were. He sounded logical. And I hope that I sound logical also. Because when I look at what's going on with the United States of America, I see a lot of things that are not logical. I see us allowing people to divide us when, in fact, our strength is in our unity.
That is Ben Carson at last night's debate. Everything Ben Carson said, as usual, is very cerebral, very thoughtful. I think brings something to the discussion and usually goes right to the heart of the question. Doesn't, you know, have that political, you know, instinct to sort of dodge and, hey, I'm going to bring this question where I want to take it. But nonetheless, I think was lacking a little bit of energy last night. It just didn't, I mean, he and Donald Trump came in as obviously the leaders and the guys that sort of had to defend their lead, for lack of a better term. And I don't think either one of them did it all that well myself. Anyway, your take is what I want. And it's as easy as a phone call to our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, too, for that, 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org is their website, and that website in and of itself is a force for you to use. If you are concerned about the reliability of the power grid, which means your power, if you're concerned about the cost of, you know, either, you know, what it takes to power your business or your home, then you want to be part of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, which really says coal, lignite, that we produce here in North Dakota, needs to be part of the all of the above solutions in our energy future. And there is an effort, regulatory effort, and an all-out political effort against coal to shut down this industry. And that's why if you care about the cost of power at home or for your business, you want to join this effort. Online, secureenergyfuture.org. Okay, back to the phones here, and we're going to where? Tioga next, I guess. Bill and Tioga on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How you doing, Bill?
Doing better than I deserve. How you doing, Scott?
Good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Outstanding. Well, listen, you know, I've got two, you know, losers and two winners from last night's debate, you know, the takeaways. Clearly, I think Trump lost a lot of ground. You know, my thing is, you know, Mr. Trump, we get it. You're rich. You see more money than I'll ever see in five lifetimes. And I make good money. But we get it. But I need meat on the bones now. What are you going to do? And he was asked last night several times, you know, well, what exactly are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm really rich and I'm going to, I'm like, okay, I get it, but you know, you need to show me something. Jeb Bush, a clear loser, only because of the fact that I don't know if he's riding on coattails with, you know, his dad and his brother, but, you know, some of the things he stands for, and it's just, it's becoming more clear that, you know, it's, you know, I liked his dad, I liked his brother, but it sounds like it's going to be more of the same, just rehashed for the 21st century. You know, clear winner last night, Carly Fiorina. When she was asked a question, it was substance. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's how I'm going to do it. And, you know, being retired military, you know, building up our military to answer the threats that could possibly happen, you know, when she's in office, if she's in office, that's just, you know, it was tremendous. And she was very poised and looked presidential last night. I'd say a fringe winner would be, you know, Marco Rubio, because his answers just didn't seem sound polished. And, everybody else just seems to be, you know, up there for pride or something. I don't know, but, there was definitely some narrowing of the field last night.
Great analysis. Good to hear from you, Bill. Call again. Chad Fargo, your take.
There was two winners, two losers. I agree. Like the other guy, Carlita Farina, definitely is unbelievable. She's very polished. She's very, very good. Number two, I guess Rubio did sound good, but I really do like Ted Cruz. I think he's very, very to the point, and he knows the stuff too. The two losers of the bunch, I would have to say, would be Bush, and I would have to say Rand Paul. The question, though, which I thought was kind of interesting, was that, you know, Donald Trump is very wealthy, which, like the other guy said, he probably makes more money in one day than we'll probably see in our lifetime. However, it's very childish when he goes and sits there trying to high-five and that him and Bush basically slap each other's hand. And it looked like Bush hurt his hand, basically, by slapping because he's probably never did a hard day's work in his lifetime. But you got to admit, also, Ben Carson does know his stuff.
What was that about? What was that about again, Chad? I remember the moment, but I'm trying to remember what it was about.
I don't know, but did you see that, though, the face on
yeah, I did.
He just looked like he was just so mad that he had to go and shake Donald Trump's hand. But I also think, though, it was really wrong to basically the liberals basically went after Trump very, very hard. I do believe that politics nowadays is getting to be more like a theater than the basically showing exactly what these people could do. All those people up there obviously are up there for a reason. They are the best of the best. But the question is that at the end of the day, that Carlita, she was dang good. She basically...
She really was. Carly Fiorina, absolutely. Yep, no, I think without question, big time. The takeaway winner from a lot of folks. Chad, good insight. Thank you. Larry and Fargo, Lee and Grand Forks, and Casey and Halliday coming up on the program. Andy Gates is here from Gates Manufacturing, our host for Big Iron all week long, and it's been a blast here. I want to thank all of our fine sponsors for bringing us here and allowing us to be here for all 3 days. And, Andy, a couple of great pieces of equipment here that folks have had a lot of questions about, and I know this would get Big Iron's all about, right? Just having conversations.
That's right. We get to visit with some of the customers, producers, and you know, get their take on how the year's been, and show them some new equipment, and help them to continue to increase their productivity.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you've been displaying here. What folks are seeing that's the latest from Gates Manufacturing at Big Iron.
Well, we've got two pieces of equipment on the lot here. A 72-foot wide product we call the Culture Harrow, which is a heavy drawbar harrow that my dad pioneered back in the late 80s, early 90s. But it's got a row of coulter blades on it and a rolling basket, so it's a phenomenal tool for residue management, mainly in small grains, sunflower, soybean type ground. Used in the spring and the fall, spring for seed bed preparation. It's a really, really good tool for wet conditions because it's light enough to get across the ground, open it up so that the guys can get their seed in the ground in a timely fashion.
And, by the way, if you're headed to Big Iron today for the final day, come see Andy and the team here and have a visit and see this firsthand. And the other one?
The other one is a product we call a coulter disc. It's got a blade on the ground every 4.5 inches. They turn individually, but a unique feature on it is that the aggressiveness of the blades is adjusted from 0 to 15 degrees hydraulically. And new for this year is a product we call Dynamic Adjust Control, which is kind of the first foray into precision tillage. You basically use a wireless tablet and adjust those gangs every half a degree if you want, and tailor the front and the back individually to produce the desired result for, again, residue management or seedbed preparation in the spring.
What kind of feedback have you had about that today?
Very good. We've been doing some field demos kind of after the show, and last night had an event where we had some dealer sales personnel come out to the field from various dealerships that we deal with in the state. And then also some of the international customers, and we've been getting incredibly good feedback on both tools, actually.
Yeah, interesting. So, obviously, these are two folks can see right here at Big Iron, and encourage you again to come on by. We're easy to find right by the grandstand, just north and a little bit east of the grandstand here at Big Iron. So come on by for the third and final day. What else do you want folks to know about Gates Manufacturing?
Well, we're produced right here in the state, and my parents started the business over 30 years ago. Been making product a long time. Hope to continue that in a long time in the future. And, it's very well-built equipment. We've had customers stop and tell us that the unit I bought for me in 1994 is still out there going and running. So, I think that's a testament to, how we build the product and what customers are looking for from the value proposition. They want it to last. If they want to trade it off every couple of years, I guess that's fine. But if they don't and they want it to be a good functioning piece of equipment for many years to come.
What I love about it is that, there's a lot of equipment that comes from all over the world in North Dakota, but this stuff starts and ends here.
That's correct.
It's
we design
truly North Dakota made.
Yeah, one of our design engineers, she's from a farm up in the Mohall area. So it gathers input from the customers as well as I and, any of the other people in the organization. And we try to feed those improvements back into the product design and give the customers what they really want. And my dad did that for many years coming to these farm shows, would, listen to them and say, the innovations we're coming out with are really the producers that are generating that.
Solve a problem, right?
That's correct.
Find out what they're dealing with in the field and fix it. That's great. If you can't make it to Big Iron, GatesMFG.net is the website, GatesMFG.net, or you can call them at 701-784-5434, and you got upwards of 300 dealers, right?
So. That's correct. Yeah, we got a lot in the upper Midwest, some into Canada. So we've distributed to probably about 30 states in the U.S., mostly in the North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana area. But we're still, expanding that territory a little bit there, again, with products that the producers are looking for to handle this tough residue management. That's really what it's all about is from a tillage perspective, is dealing with the amount of residue they have these days.
They pioneered the heavy harrow industry with the first solid mounted harrow drawbar back in the 90s and on the cutting edge today. See them at Big Iron, Gates Manufacturing. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Scott.
Good chatting with you. Been a lot of fun here to be at Big Iron. We continue our broadcast back to the phones in just a moment at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Comment about the debates last night. I didn't actually get to see anything other than some of the highlights, but I could have stood up and cheered when Carly Fiorina made her statement about Iran and Planned Parenthood. I'm not saying that there's any clear winners out there, but I think that Donald Trump is emerging as a real loser. The first month that he was out and about and talking, he sounded like a real breath of fresh air, but now his act is getting stale. Thanks.
You agree or disagree with that? Let us know. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're at Big Iron today, broadcasting from Gates Manufacturing Display right north of the grandstand. Stop by and say hi. Also want to thank our other fine sponsors, Peterson Farm Seeds, Stand Tall, Superior grain bins protect your profitability with the industry's most reliable grain bin. North Dakota One Call. In North Dakota, safety is always a priority for all of us. And RDO equipment, the RDO promise, uptime guaranteed. And we've got a lot of our friends out here at the Big Iron. Kevin Piper and his team are over there. Piper's Auction Company. Stop by and see them. Ask about some of those upcoming land auctions featuring exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons and Eddy and Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn. They're going to be busy. They're doing some auctions in Hettinger and Slope and Adam and Cass and Norman and Clay counties. And next month, that Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event we've been telling you about, featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog on all of those auctions, call Piper's at 877-700-4099. Or check out all the auctions online at pipers.com. Again, call for an auction catalog, 877-700-4099. Back to the phones. Who's next? Looks like Lee in Grand Forks. What's on your mind, Lee?
Hey, greetings, Scott, from the home of the Fighting Sioux up here in Grand Forks.
Yeah, there you go. There's a big football game on Saturday, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, so... Definitely my take on the debates. I would say, you know, obviously Carly did very well. She showed to be very strong. She kept her composure. To me, she sounded very presidential, and she sounded like somebody who could tear Hillary to shreds. You know, I think Cruz did pretty well, although I didn't hear a whole lot from him. And Trump, I don't think Trump did as bad as some people are saying, although I think he maintained the status quo. I would have liked to have seen him, you know, talk more substance. I don't think, like you said, I don't think he's going to get by with just what he's done so far. I think he needs to dive a little deeper into what he actually plans to do to get people to continue to take him seriously. I think some of the big losers, for me, Jeb Bush looks like a deer in the headlights. It's like he doesn't know what to do with Trump. He doesn't know what to do with any of these guys. Chris Christie, I thought, while trying to get his point across, he looked like that kid that's like, please include me, you know, from the other end. And I know that was frustrating because it was all about Trump and Carly and everything. So I understand him trying to get into the debate, but it just seemed like he was begging for attention. And, of course, Dr. Carson, I love a lot of what he says, but he's got to get a little bit more energetic. He just, to me, we got a lot of work to do here. And need someone who's going to be a little bit more aggressive. I was going to ask you, Scott, what is the, and it's silly that I don't know the answer, but how much longer are we going to have these JV debates before? I mean, when are we going to get rid of that? And just, is that going to, how it's going to stay? We're going to have this first debate and then the real debate. I mean, when are we going to get rid of these other characters and actually just focus on the real meat and potatoes?
Well, I think it'll depend on how long people, you know, stay in the race, right? So Rick Perry's dropped out now. As the race gets smaller, I would imagine that'll happen. The next debate isn't for 45 days, I want to say, in the CNBC debate in Colorado that's happening. Okay. There's like 11 of these that are scheduled. I looked up the list. I'll go through the list here in a little bit, but as far as, you know, part one debate, part two debate, or the undercard, or whatever you want to call that, probably just a... each organization has their own rules and criteria, but it's just the sheer volume of candidates, which, by the way, is a little frustrating at times, but at the same time, man alive, this is a strong bench. You know, I tend to want to take a breath sometimes and just say, look at this. Let's just take our time. And, you know, the heat of this moment is good. These people are under fire for a reason. See how they handle the fire. That's what it's all about. That's ultimately picking the best of the best. So I'm okay with this for a while, even if it takes, you know, a couple debates a night. This is important stuff. Casey and Halliday, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Wanted to give a little debate analysis. I think that Carly Fiorina did incredibly well, but there is one candidate out there who's going to get a big old check from me today, and that's Ted Cruz. He looks presidential. I really like what he says. You know, I've been a big Dr. Carson supporter, but I think that he's not saying what I want to hear about Middle East policy. You know, it's like, I don't want to hear about an intellect and negotiation. I want somebody who's going to go over and put the boots to ISIS.
All right, and Cruz is it's impossible not to see an individual very confident in what he believes and what he would do to fix a problem when you see him. He just doesn't seem to get, the platform to break through, and that's the product, I guess, of 11-2 and what they're trying to do. Appreciate the call, Casey. Thanks a bunch. Some texters here. Trump looked confused. He always says he'll get things done. How? I kept yelling at the TV, how, Trump? How? He needs to get to the how, not just that he'll get it done. Another one says, I liked Trump before last night, but now I feel like he's the loser of the pack. Christie did really well at bursting everyone's egos. Rand Paul needs to pack his bags and go home. Carly did well, but I'm afraid she'll play the woman card way too much. Interesting.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.